Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. As we told you yesterday, we are barreling forward with a capital gains tax, which we believe to be unconstitutional, although it's anyone's guess what the Supreme Court might do. Joining us on the line to give us a little bit of an update as to where we stand is the Senate Republican leader, John Braun. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So take us through this recent movement by the Senate Ways and Means Committee, a move they made over the weekend ahead of a holiday on Monday for a vote that no one really thought was going to come.
Yeah, it was a little bit secretive for a caucus that claims to be all about transparency and access. We've seen just the opposite for the entire session, where we're operating in a virtual world, supposedly in regard to make sure we're safe, but other folks are able to operate in person with proper safeguards, and we just can't do it in the legislature. But here we have a capital gains income tax bill. It was heard the first week of session, a lot of opposition to it, warning as to when it might be brought up for a vote in committee. They announced the schedule on Sunday, Valentine's Day, right before President's Day, so not everybody saw it, and we pop up and they plan to vote it out yesterday, which they ultimately did. And we fought back pretty hard. We brought over 20 amendments to try to make the bill, you know, less bad. Let's put it that way. It was never going to be a good bill, and never going to be a bill that the folks of Washington, I believe, will support. But they didn't take any of them, and ultimately, not even all their members would support the bill out of committee.
And give them the shout out. Who are the Democrats that sided with the Republicans on this?
Yeah, it's a great point. Senator Mark Mullett has been clear on this from the start. He understands this is bad policy for the state, that it's not tax reform as it's championed. This is just putting one more blow on our economy that's frankly already struggling in the middle of a pandemic. And then Senator Kevin Vandeweghe went without recommendation, which isn't quite a no, but we appreciate that he is having some pause on this bill and understands that it could it'd be very bad for the state and for his district to enter into a capital gains tax situation, knowing that in a timber district like the 24th district he represents, all that is taxed as capital gains at the federal level. So it's a pretty slippery slope to come directly after his district. So he's without recommendations. And then the other thing I would say on this is one of the most egregious, I mean, this is a bad bill all the way around, but the most egregious part of this is the emergency clause. They actually have an emergency clause on a income tax bill that doesn't go into effect until next year. There's absolutely no reason for an income tax, for an emergency clause, other than they don't want to give the voters a chance to say no in a referendum.
So where will this end up going once there's a full vote, if you account for at least two Democrats who, or at least one Democrat, I suppose, who's going to vote no, and you have one who's on the fence, but let's, for the sake of argument, assume he's a no?
Yeah, so I think we have a couple other potential no's in the Senate Majority Democratic Caucus. And if we do, all we need is four on their side, and all our caucus is entirely committed to stopping this bill. We understand it's bad for the state. So I would give us 20, potentially 25. It's hard to say just yet. I mean, there'll be a lot of arm twisting, I'm sure, in that caucus. But if those four folks can stay strong, then we got a chance of stopping it. At the very least, we're going to push really hard to take that emergency clause bill off and force them to explain why they think that's necessary, other than to deceive the people of the state of Washington.
So who do people need to contact on the Democratic side to offer support? We know Mark Mullett's not going to change his mind, and we are grateful to that. So you got Kevin Vandeweghe, who our folks can, you know, contact and say, hey, we are on your side on this one. We will protect you. We will not go and vote you out of office on the basis of voting no on this. Who else can people actually contact for support?
Yeah, I would actually encourage every person in the state of Washington to contact their state senator.
They should, but I mean, I love you, but let's be clear. There are some who are not going to change their mind. And so I don't want to waste people's time to contact Rebecca Saldana. It's just not going to happen.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Okay.
I think you go after everyone. I mean, Steve Hobbs, I believe, is a hard no, and I would give him encouragement. And then beyond that, there's a whole bunch of folks who are privately concerned with this bill, but have not been public about it. I don't want to, toss their name out because I think they're wrestling with a tough issue, and I want them to come down on our side eventually. So that's why I think, the whole caucus understanding how bad this vote is, how much the people of the state of Washington oppose us. The repeated votes to shut down the income tax in our state are unequivocal. You know, it's part of our culture here in the state of Washington. It's like the Seahawks and Mount Rainier. Part of our culture is we don't want an income tax. I don't think it's that partisan. We should make it clear to the majority that don't let their ideology get ahead of what we stand for here in the state of Washington. They all need to hear it.
Yeah, and you know what? I will say this. There's nothing wrong with reaching out to your representative, be it in the Senate or the House side, on any issue, just to keep them abreast of where you're at. And too often, people don't make that call or send that email. It's very, very simple to do. So make sure that you are doing that. We have just a few moments left. I want to switch gears just momentarily. I've got a blog out right now, ktth.com. We just talked about this, the unemployment program that would be set up for illegal immigrants. And I went through the bill yesterday, and oh my gosh, I could not believe what I was reading in that, not just it being set up without understanding how they would actually fund this, but there would be no vetting for a bill that would give a program that would give unemployment checks to people in this country illegally, where the state isn't even allowed to contact a prior employer to make sure the person even worked there.
Yeah, it's a bad bill, and I certainly understand in a pandemic and the economic challenges we're dealing with.
Totally.
People want to help folks, but they're making the false claims about this bill. They're making the claims that employers are paying into the unemployment fund for these people that they just can't claim, but they're not. If you're here and you're working in a legal manner, whatever your documented status is as an immigrant, you have to have a Social Security number. You have to pay taxes. If you're doing that, you have access to these benefits. If you're not, then you're not following the law. It's as simple as that. And to try to sweep it away as it's just an unjust situation. No, it's folks not following the law when they very much could be following the law. So it's just another giveaway for their supporters. And I don't think we're doing folks any favors here. We should help them follow the law and get the benefits where they deserve them.
Yeah, it is maddening. And just watching the senators talk about ways to not get the attention of the federal government. Oh, yeah, there's nothing to see here. All's on the up and up. We've been talking with the minority leader, John Braun, state senator. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it. And again, remember, everybody, put the pressure on. Say no to the capital gains tax. Thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day. Bye.
You as well. You're listening to The Jason Rancher. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Coming up next, Ben Shapiro.